Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Who was that?
Nobody. I just made that voice up. Just because I wanted to do something different. I need to get some energy out.
All right.
Get it out.
Good read.
Reach.
I was walking through Pep Boys to get some oil for the car. And just an older gentleman who worked there walked by and said,
"Kiss me, fat boy."
Christopher Lambert line from Mortal Kombat, where he was Raiden. Was it?
I flawless, think
you
nailed it.
Flawless interpretation.
Nailed it.
Start talking shit now. Has anyone ever liked Toker? I don't.
No. Not likable.
I'll do it.
No, stop. Dorian walks to the deck. It's my fault we're here. I volunteered to be your vessel, oh Lord, as long as my friends may get back to where they belong.
That is very, very, very agreeable.
And with dexterity, these massive tentacles should not have. Dorian is swept from the ship and dragged beneath the waters. I like rage sometimes.
I don't.
I found myself screaming at the top of my lungs in my work van today.
Oh, I do that every day.
Why did I picture you screaming like Brian Posehn does?
You're the nerd.
No, I'm not going to scream now because there's other people in the house and it reverberates, but I was furious.
That sounds like an incentive to scream.
8 o'clock in the morning. You ever been just burning with rage at 8 a.m.?
Have you met me?
No. I normally rub one out and go back to sleep.
Amen.
All right. Is there more to your rage story, or is that the end?
It ended with a question.
Oh.
And y'all answered it, and moving on.
No, it's concise.
Feel like going through every pinpoint of my day to describe how it only got worse.
But here's how that happened.
I don't want to relive it. I want to forget that today ever happened.
But just we're gaming today.
Today. I want to remember tonight, but forget that today ever happened.
I'll remember you said that when we get to the end of this episode and you hate it.
Oh, I'm going to, because I'm going to roll nothing but a 5. Period.
You'll be lucky to roll dice. Welcome to episode 4, where we role play for another hour. Hope you're ready.
I'm actually okay with that. I love role play.
I don't know. We got a bit more to get into because of what happened last time. What's that, noob?
I just hit level 7. I want to kill stuff.
Yeah. So they whined for a level, and I'm a bitch, so I gave it to them. And then I added more monsters to the next encounter. So suck it, losers.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do we want to do that? We want to start off talking about levels?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kevin, you're my top left. You go first.
All right. Well, surprise, surprise. I stuck with Inquisitor, and I'm going to continue inquisiting. I get to use my judgment ability 3 times per day. I took craft magic arms and armor. Ooh. To hopefully add to my business once we get this world straightened out.
Oh, it burnt to the ground.
Yes. Whatever happens.
Oh, man.
My skills pretty much remained unchanged. I continue to grow in stuff I've already had, and I can now remove curse and cure wounds even better magically.
Okay.
So my deep hit dice is a D8, And
watch his eyes.
That's Shazam! Low. I rolled under halfway, so I'll take 5.
I called it.
3.
Shazam.
No, 4.
Shazam.
Right? Half of 8. 4.
5, I believe.
Half plus 1.
5.
5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the... Never mind.
You can't roll a 0.
Yeah.
No, you can't roll a 0.5 is the thing, and half of a D8 statistically is 4.5. There. Okay. I'm
done. Mm-hmm. And we round up.
Nerd.
Speaking of nerds, Noob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Finally get to play dice.
You want to talk to us about taking photos in the bathroom with a guy for the 7th or 8th time?
No, please don't.
There I was. Covered in urine. No, level 7. I finally can just increase my AC by 1 with Sacred Armor. Give me a total of 24 at max. I took a Dispel Magic and a Blood Rage. So every time I take damage, which is, let's see. Every 5 points of damage I take, I get minus an AC, but a plus 2 to Strength. So I can really start hitting some things. Oh, wow.
Kind of like a rage ability?
Yeah. No, it's a spell. Mm. And it's one willing living creature per 2 levels, no 2 of which can be more than 30 feet apart. So I can do it to several people, and that's around a level. And I can do 3 attacks of opportunity around now.
What is that called, and does it stack with rage?
Blood Rage. It's its own thing, I believe. A drop of blood for each creature to be effective, which I already have all of that from you guys. Don't worry.
You slept at some point. Someone's
got a cut.
Your character is such a creep.
His character. I didn't mean for him to become this masochistic blood person, but he is now.
I'm going to try and spell that when I edit this.
Masochistus. It sounds like something you need to go to the doctor for.
Yeah. That's what I got. I got some cool stuff.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Oh, no, hit points.
Yeah, that's what I
get. 8, motherfucker.
8 on a D8?
8 on a D8, motherfucker.
Yeah. Shut up.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, that's a 6. Box. Yeah.
There we go. That's my turn.
All right. Frakes.
Hi.
Brand new character. Let's hear this fancy new level.
Yeah.
Already.
I got a chance to get to know him at level 6 before he's level 7.
Don't complain about leveling up.
I'm
ever.
Does that sound like complaining?
It did.
A little.
Yeah,
that's just my voice.
Are words coming out of your mouth?
Hey.
Sounds like complaining.
That's just my voice. But no, Blood Rage does not stack with Rage. So you can take me off of your list of that spell because it won't do us any good. And you have one more other person to do it with. So Vladrost at level 7. He can. He got.
All right.
He can reduce damage by 1 point.
If you were worried, this game is only for smart people.
I need you to edit in that one kid who's like, if I was I was
no, that's,
that
guy. That's
Kevin's.
Yeah. That's exclusively Kevin's clip.
Fine.
I mean, I get more rounds of rage per day. I can rage almost 2 full minutes of anger.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems unrealistic, knowing you. Like,
yeah, I live angry. I spent 2 minutes this morning just screaming.
Mm-hmm. And then you finally pooped.
I had to black out first. Well, speaking of health stuff, I lost 30 pounds by not drinking.
Hey, nice, dude.
Probably, yeah. I was like, wow, that's one amazing poop.
No, just from not drinking rum anymore or any other spirit. I rolled d12s for my hit points.
All right,
so I'm gonna do that now since I have
big money. Come on,
no segues in my head right now.
7.
Okay. Which is what you would have gotten. Yeah. Couldn't have done any worse. Thank you so much. Matt.
Oh, level 7. I got level 4 spells, which is awesome. I got access to Summon Monster 4, which is arguably the best summon list. It is one of my favorites. And I kept it simple, tried to a little bit. There's only 18 monsters on that list, including my good summon monsters. And so, yeah, I'm excited about that. I also got another, I've got 3 total spell slots for level 4. One of those is, the other spell I learned was Innervation, which, Innervation. Is it Innervation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
I hung out with Noob a lot this week. But the but it does it's a ranged touch attack, but it does negative levels, which is pretty sweet.
That's fun math for on the fly. Thank you.
Ah, it's easy.
Yep.
It's
always fun. Try. It's it's I think it's 1d4 negative levels. So I mean it'll be 1 in most. You know, on average, it'll be 1. So.
And I'll just ignore it, but act like they're weaker. So it's fine.
Yeah,
there's that minus 1. I totally put it in there.
Please, I mean, at least get a little upset. I mean, that makes me feel better.
At least lower the saves. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least the saves for real. So
if you build them on your lab, you can just boop, boop, boop.
Thanks for also the
solid
got
advice.
Also, got a feat, which I'll talk about a little bit later.
Oh, you're going to save that one?
Well, yeah. We're going to do that thing, right? Or is that not?
Yeah. Hold on to that one. We'll hold on. Yeah. I know where you're at now. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it. We got some cash to spend. Unfortunately, there's no merchant on this smuggler's vessel that's in a different plane of existence.
Mm-hmm. Suspicious.
Sad guy's on that island still, just waiting on his taxi to return in the form of the boat.
Well, if he waits long enough, you know, he's going to be a rich man. okay, D6 for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounded like an average.
Yeah. Oh, no, if you roll a 1, you have to keep it.
No.
Yeah,
no. it explodes. You roll again and then subtract that much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I was supposed to. I had to roll under a 6.
Implodes. It's like imploding dice.
Yeah,
once I rolled under a 6, I get the average. Average for me, and that's been every single level except for 1, and that was the first one, which I didn't roll for.
Right, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, so
it's the face of a sad wizard right there.
I do not like to have that's the only thing that bothers me about that new spell is so I gotta roll a dice to hit touch, which you think, that's easy. It's not.
You could follow the rules of Matt. If you don't like rolling dice but you want to play this game, just build characters like he does.
Yeah, I'd like to make everybody else roll dice.
Well, let's move on to Mavale or Maho or Sander.
Who are you anyway? I can't keep track.
I'm gonna switch it so you say Elevam because I prefer that. But
you put Mavale first on your list there, so that's
I know, but I mean that was like a million years ago when I made this Zoom account. So anyway, I took another level up Oracle, and. What did I get new? I got a new revelation. So I got that revelation is a heat aura I chose. So as a swift action, I can activate this heat aura, and it causes 3d4 fire damage to anyone within 10 feet of me. So everyone just kind of keep your distance. Hopefully I'll only use it against monsters, but just keep in mind that it's for anyone.
That's a cute for Dorian to get some retribution.
Well, no, like I'm saying, like my goal is to use it against monsters, but if you're near me, then If you're within 10 feet of me, you will take the damage. It doesn't, yeah.
I say the same thing about Fireball.
I'm not worried about a dexterity save near somebody.
So anyway, yeah, I got that, which is cool. It also gives me a 20% concealment until my next turn, so that's pretty cool. I can only use that twice a day. But that's a nice little emergency, oh my god, don't hurt me thing. Got some new spells. Let's see. I think the best one is my level 3 spell, Prayer. Which is pretty cool. Little buffing, debuffing action. Give everyone within a 40-foot radius +1 if you're on my side, -1 if you're not.
It's one of my favorites.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I guess let's get this roll on. Rolling my D8, see what happens. Oh, boo, that's a 1.
Gotta keep it, just like Matt.
Nope.
Okay.
I refuse. I was really hoping that it would be a high one because...
Because that's better?
Well, yeah, because my AC is so incredibly low.
Yeah.
That I was hoping that some hit points would help me out, but...
I hope that every single time I roll.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, oh, well.
You're just going to be squishy.
I think everyone hopes that every time they roll.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about off camera. The thing I like about oracles and clerics and stuff is if your AC sucks, you're still loaded with cure spells. And if you're the healer, you're always next to the healer.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. And the healer always knows where you're at in your hit point levels.
Yeah.
And I did get a feat, but I guess I took a feat in order to use the cool thing that will happen later.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, lots to look forward to tonight.
Yeah.
Did I pick a feat?
I don't know. Did you?
You have to wait till next level.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's right.
Have to wait till next level for 4th level spells. Wah, wah, wah.
I did pick a feat. Sorry about that. I forgot that. No more talking from me.
Mm-hmm. Shut up your face.
Last, but maybe not, maybe least. I don't know. Terrence.
Hey. Another level of rogue. So, you know, sneak attack and skill points. Yep.
I'm impressed. That's a lot of one class.
Well, it's 5 levels of rogue.
I don't know.
I got skill unlocks. I'm picking stealth probably for the skill. And I took toughness as my feat this level because I was tired of being on the lower side of rounding up to 100. But let's see if that actually matters in that regard with the die roll. 7.
Huzzah!
+7.
That's how you do it.
You got 14 hit points this level.
15 because I got +1 con, so that brings me to 61.
That's a nice little jump in hit points.
All right.
Add an extra d6 damage to the monster's damage rolls. Hurt.
Jeez. Hey, I'm up to 45. That's not bad.
Oh, ooh. That's not good.
I just
broke it. That's good for a wizard. 64.
It's good for a wizard.
Well, we left on a book. Jesus, Frakes, get away from the camera.
Yeah, that's not.
That's intense. What, and you're muted, which is extra scary.
Are you talking to us?
I was just leaning on my desk. Sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. Got a 1,000-yard stare right now.
Oh, God. Evans is worse. Evan wins.
Oh, Evan wins. Pierogies.
Ugh.
Okay.
Scary.
So when we last left off, there was a character in your crew that was basically whisked away by giant squid Fagod and pulled to the depths. We'll open with what's happening in the depths before he returns to you.
I smell the stink of gods on some of your crew. But not you. Not at first, tiny mortal.
It's the first thing the Karatnikus has said to Dorian in what felt like a lifetime. Suspended in the black depths of this Fey Realm's ocean, the only light flowing from the arcane energies this giant squid god had ripped from Dorian's body to mingle with and study. If not for the pain, Dorian may have been fascinated.
I care not for those that worship little gods, but to serve as one's puppet and not even realize it. That's the kind of thing my folk thrive on. But your gods,
Dorian sees, is the hateful child again, looking up at the painfully beautiful Fae that had just slaughtered his village. But it's not true.
Look now with new eyes, unblinded by the nameless one, tiny mortal. Look and see.
The hateful child felt the magic fade. This time he couldn't remember his mother's name, his father's face he was losing. The wrinkled old face of the ministry scientist called Petrov was there. It was always there. He remembered him, and to his horror, his hate for him was also fading. See, my minister, the cracked voice of Petrov said with a smile. His hate-filled eyes not so hateful now. By the end of the day, the boy's mind will be a clean slate. By the end of the week, he'll be a whole new person, and by the end of the year, well, a killer. A true tool of the ministry's will. Excellent work, Petrov, as usual. The speaker was an elven woman wearing dark spectacles and jet black ministry uniform. Her white hair was in an iron hard bun, and her teeth shone in the gloom of the underground facility. She leaned close to the restrained child. You are quite fortunate, my boy. You get to live with purpose and die a hero of the state. A living weapon, wielded by my will alone. For the nameless one's glorious purpose, Minister Azatov, the old scientist added. The minister's face twitched in irritation. We do not speak of that during work hours, Petrov, she said icily. I won't warn you again. The old man clapped his hand over his mouth in a childish gesture of fear. She straightened herself and in a more even voice said, This child has a fair look about him. Put him with Group 17 once you have finished processing him. He'll make a good infiltrator, I think. Then, without another word, Tatiana Azatov, Minister of Special Services to the glorious Republic of Kraith, strode off to other business, leaving the old man angered and to his work. The hateful child watched it all, struggled to remember and to hang on to his rage. And even when his mind was stripped away and his memories replaced with lies, the embers of his hate would remain.
Dorian's eyes snapped open as cold, strange magic filled his body and sustained his breath in the deep waters. He sees the massive form of the squid, the size of a cathedral. Its skin shifts with
bioluminescence, sorry.
Yeah, I knew it. I just said it wrong.
Okay.
Bioluminescent.
Let Noob say it.
Noob, say it.
Bioluminescent. Loser.
Damn.
Jesus, show off.
I wanted to be a marine biologist. Look at me now, Dad. Are you happy?
He's not. Patterns. Ancient runes and glowing prophecy. I'm just going to let that hang in there. Giant, inscrutable black eyes stare at him.
Do you see now, tiny mortal?
Yes, I see. But why show me this?
Simply because it serves my purpose. Lies are the way of the land dwellers. I need an agent with eyes unclouded.
So... You free me from one servitude to be a more effective at another?
Yes. But my blessing and my will only bind you until you complete the mission.
Then tell me, deep dwelling lord.
Tell you what?
Tell me everything.
An hour has passed for the rest of you on the Monochopsis when suddenly a large tentacle holding Dorian's body erupts from the water and gently places him on the deck and then slithers back under the sea. You can see the waves of the ocean kind of disrupt as this massive form heads off into the distance. Dorian, you feel as though you've been awake and working for a week. You're exhausted. Water begins expelling from your mouth, but you're able to catch your breath and stand and look and see your companions on the deck there looking back at you.
Have you been waiting here this whole time? Like an
We have nowhere else to go. And Vladrost will hold his hand out toward Cullen to receive the silver coin bet that Dorian was not dead.
To who?
Cullen. Oh, shit. Cullen's dead. Sorry, I've been
reading these. You've been drinking too much seawater.
Nim.
Oh, Nim.
Now it's canon.
Hey, I got a silver.
No, I'm getting a silver from you because I bet that Dorian was alive. You bet that he was dead.
Oh, joke's on you. I don't have any money.
We both know that's a lie.
Yeah.
We're not going to keep track of a silver.
You don't, but it adds up.
I'm in doing dad's dad thing here. Maybe you aren't. But, sorry.
No, it's fine. You could role play this, or I could just say what information it is that he returns with.
All right. Yeah.
Saunders gonna ask him in the spirit of transparency that we just recently agreed upon. Tell us what happened while you were away, Dorian.
Well, I'll tell you the things that are pertinent to you right now. I learned many things, but here's the important stuff. And then Dorian tells them.
Oh, all right. So the rundown, and this can be a lot to take in. You learn from Dorian that Lord Cromwell is in fact not human. He is an elder fae pretending to be mortal. And that he's been keeping magic use away from Yharnam to prevent awakening the Dark Lady. While she has been asleep, he has the dwarves mining soul gems. And Dorian learns that the soul gems are what Lamansa used to teleport basically Madeir to the material plane. So now that whole backstory about Madeir is something you all know in character. You now know that the Lord Cromwell somehow tricked Lamansa and split her into two parts. One half being the Glade, the other half being the Dark Lady. Those are some of the big reveals. As far as Yharnam is concerned. The other thing that Dorian now knows is he can give you a direction to Rothfuss, one of the children of Madeir that is still in this realm. So he knows the direction to take now. So now you have a point on the map, so to speak. The other stuff that was revealed is stuff that would be left up to Dorian to divulge if he felt the need to. But those are more character backstory things.
Dorian's mind is basically a whir, a buzz. If anyone just asks him literally anything, he's just kind of like, he's so flooded with like stuff now. Like, there's just so much stuff inside of him. Like, he just straight up admits, yes, I'm actually a Ministry of Special Services spy from Kraith. I'm not actually, I wasn't actually interested in joining the Order at all. Other than, you know, standard infiltration reasons. But I've learned a great deal about that, too. And I have to make some apologies for those lies, obviously. Oh, dear. So much to do. So much to do.
So you still work for Kraith?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I've been a ministry agent for years. In fact, I was actually ordered to release you. I was there to assassinate the person I was with. And in order to make it look like it was not my fault, of course, that way I stayed in good standing with my betters and the people that are in my public faces, I had you do it, of course, and then let you go. I apologize about that, I suppose. But the beyond that, yes, apparently a lot of my life has been upsettingly duplicitous. For a cause that I only barely believe in.
What's your cause now?
Largely, though, wait. I suppose it's the same cause. Kraith's revolution didn't start out corrupt. I do think that the supernatural entities are dangerous when interacting with mortals on a grand scale. And we certainly have our share of that, but honestly, I think there's more to Kraith's corruption now, and it's probably just as dangerous. Equally as dangerous, slightly less dangerous than the one we're facing, but it's something we're going to have to deal with. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know if you guys are going to try and kill me for these confessions, but, yes, I suppose, I'm at your mercy.
And then Razbat steps behind him and slits his throat. What? Too soon?
Oh, no.
Let's just erase all that Google Doc we worked on this week again.
This is a lot of treachery to take in.
Oh, there's more. Years of it, I say as I'm walking towards the helm. Which one of you steers this thing?
A question for Toker. What is the political standings between Yharnam and where did you say Kraith? You're from, really?
Kraith.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from trade, there's no political tie-ins.
Kraith is generally considered cool or too hostile with most other countries.
So who did they send you to assassinate in Yharnam?
No one. They sent me to assassinate someone in Lith. I was actually recruited in Lith by their people as a spy for Lith. Oh, I'm also a spy for Lith. I forgot to mention. Right here, you want to... I say to whoever's navigating.
This Belfrost would be the pilot of the ship, so to speak, unless one of you has a piloting or shipping skill that wants to do it.
I've got profession sailor, but that's it's probably not as high as his.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, let him do that.
The squid creature said we need to head due this direction. We've got...
So...
It was a big information dump, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that mean for us? Like, what does that mean for us in our day-to-day stuff? Like, okay, so we know Cromwell is fey.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he doesn't want magic around. That still doesn't excuse any of his actions. Still, like, you know, oh, still no, fucking.
If anything, it
from Saunders' point of view.
It damns him even more.
Absolutely not. The squid creature says he wants to drag this world kicking and screaming back into the Feywild, where they can have complete domination over this world, our world.
Right. No, mm-hmm. I cannot tolerate another Fey leadership.
So the Fey are upset that Lamansa took basically this dragon planet corpse to another realm. So now they're having to find a way to get to the material plane even to be on it. And it looks like this Lord Cromwell, and if that's his real name, is a fae. is trying to keep the Dark Lady's ritual from her casting, but him being able to reverse it. So that I say the Dark Lady. The Dark Lady, the Glade, and Lamanta are the same being.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows Got what that. Ritual he used to split them. So he's wanting to eventually bring this planet back to the Fae realm. Now, if you brought the Lamanta back, if you somehow reversed whatever it was he did to her to make her one person again, she knows how to do the ritual. Whether or not she would want to do it or not, I don't know. But her being the Dark Lady is just basically an evil, old, timeless creature that's out there wreaking havoc at the moment.
But that's only half of her.
That's the half. The half that's free is the bad half.
Yeah.
I kind of... Dorian looks up and says, I sort of feel a bit of sympathy for the Dark Lady.
Why?
Sympathy?
Yes. Imagine you're trapped somewhere. And you portion a part of yourself off. All your worst tendencies. And then you let it go act according to its rage. I understand that. I don't think it's good, do I?
Wait, so is Cromwell no bad guy?
He has always been bad guy.
Oh, yes, he's very much a bad guy.
I'm a bad fae.
And
Cass this... also a bad guy?
I don't think so. I mean, the flashback that we had, or the glimpse that we had of them in the sewers, I don't know if we actually saw that in character.
Of
Task and what's her name? Just something.
Head Protectorate.
The Protectorate Lady.
Yeah.
But I also know.
Because he asked her, are you for Yharnam or just for Cromwell or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened that we didn't see.
Then they fought.
Right.
That's what I was just saying.
Go ahead.
Saying in general. Is he? Because I mean, the Cromwell knows about the Protectorate.
Cromwell set up the Protectorate and the Order.
Yeah.
If you look back over those 50 episodes, Tass did a few things that the Order probably wouldn't be in league with. Letting like new recruits bringing Akage back, letting new members go get magic items from the waterfall. Just there's been a few other instances where it's been like he works for the Order, but maybe he has a bit of a wild hair in that association. But I'd say Amon would know that because of your good sense motive ability. Yeah. You probably are.
I was wondering if I could still trust him or not. That type of
Who, me? Or no. Oh, well,
no, I imagine
Cromwell keeps it pretty secret, even amongst his confidants.
It may be dependent on the answers he gives us when we see him again. Which brings us to the point of, I don't think any of our enemies are here in this place.
Well, I mean, it depends on...
I'm not saying there's not enemies here. I'm just not saying that our enemies are here.
The specific the ones
our objectives. Because my fear is for the people and the city of Yharnam and other lands that are going to be crushed in this divine struggle.
Yes, yes.
So just to clarify a little bit further, Cromwell is looking to drag the world into the Feywilds, the material plane into the Feywilds, right? Or the world that we're on anyway.
The world that you're on, yeah.
That we're from, whatever. And you said Lamanta can do the ritual
It's Lamanta's ritual that brought this planet from the Fae to the material realm to begin with.
Yeah.
And she powered it using those soul crystals.
But Cromwell separated her from herself.
He split her into two pieces somehow.
To stop her from doing that? Like, why did he do that? What's the, like, that's what I'm confused about.
Well, in the backstory, there was Lamanta basically was cool with the other gods and stuff showing up on the planet, but she had her own island, which you're assuming now was Yharnam. Mm-hmm. And that's where she had her own people that worshipped her, which were the giants of Yharnam. But then the Fae started to show up. And the other gods started to show up, and she was still fine with that until they encroached on her land. And then there was some ritual that caused her not to teleport the planet away, like she was running from the Fae again. She was trapped and split into two.
Okay. So he just did that to stop her from running away again.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants the soul crystals in order to accomplish his goal of mm-hmm. bringing the world into the Feywild.
Replicating her ritual to reverse it, yeah.
Right, so we need to stop him. Definitely.
Yeah.
And reuniting.
Indeed. But she's not necessarily, so that's what I'm saying, is like she's not necessarily like all bad, obviously, mm-hmm. because half of her is good.
Like
but
the best.
Also,
she still devoured Akage's soul. And whether that's only half of her.
Yeah. Yeah. The part of her that's bad is all bad, but the like if she were to be put back together, then she would not be necessarily.
It would be neutral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She would be
we raised that question once before.
More likely to just want to go than anything mm-hmm. else, but that going is not.
But she has been gaining in power as the Dark Lady separate from the Glade. So it might be possible the dark side is more powerful than the light. So it might require us beating her down and then joining them together. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing this out there. I have no magical reason, but I know that the Dark Lady has eaten souls already.
I feel that shows a lot of insight, actually.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry. Go.
I want to remind y'all that the soul that she took from Akage was actually the Glade's power that was keeping Akage alive. It was so if they were equal, she sucked the soul, the power out, and now she is more equal than the Glade. So you're right about her gaining in power, but I don't think she ate his soul so much as just took the power.
No, she ate his soul.
Oh, okay.
Only Akage has been consumed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to, you know, church it up a little bit so that she didn't seem terrible, but no,
the Dark Lady is terrible. She's
100% terrible. Dark Lady is pure evil.
And the Glade is pure good. They are polar opposites on an alignment scale. Mm-hmm.
So if you brought them together, they would be like Aberdolf Linkler?
No. There would be nothing like
no,
that.
No, because the Dark Lady is now more powerful than the Glade.
Possibly,
we assume.
Yeah, we don't know.
Part of the power has already been consumed from the Glade by the Dark Lady.
We've all seen
that dream.
Mm-hmm. While they're still discussing stuff, Dorian is taking any orders that the halfling gives him to trim sails or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure this is all happening while things on the boat are getting ready. Dorian, you know that this trip on this boat is still probably going to take you like a day and a half or so of just straight going.
And now, Frakes was having that conversation. Vladrost is not smart enough to continue this, to keep up with this conversation, so he's also profession sailing mm-hmm. around.
These type conversations are what Razbat is using to learn more about spellcraft. I've been putting skill points into it, and I think he's starting to be able to contribute shyly. He normally stayed out of such conversations because he was uneducated on the whole idea of what spellcraft is.
But regardless, it's a lot for the party to take in, and nothing they can do about it until they get back to the material plane. So
This
day is used to get the boat sail ready, which has basically been sail ready. You've just been waiting for a direction to take, and Belfrost and Elrissa plus Sam and even the cartographer, his wife cartographer, they're all itching and ready to go. Food was about to start getting extra salty and extra scarce, so to speak. And you begin making your way. That night, everybody takes their rest. We've got you know, Razbad, who's worn out from working on the ship. Same with Valdros and Amon. Sonder is back in the captain's quarters looking at a sword that was left to her by her father. It's a beautiful Saren Rae piece, and just going over memories past. Dorian is still uncovering information from his brain. It's still a lot to take in. I don't think he's quite absorbed everything that's happened so far. But what kind of breaks Dorian out of it is hearing a scream.
Nim tried to focus on the necromancer tunnel before him, but the events of the day troubled him greatly. He could not get the image of Kage from his mind, though he knew destroying the creature that possessed his body was necessary. And now Dorian, whose sacrificial offering through feeling of guilt or recompense cast a shadow on the future of them all. Nim pulled his mind back to his study. Vicey stirred from her small bed on the crude desk. She too felt the presence that had entered their small corner of the ship. Cold sweat beaded on his skin as he turned to face the intruder, an Aeon of the Monad. It was vaguely humanoid, but within it appeared the vastness of the multiverse. Nim's eyes were drawn to it, and he felt the pull of the Monad, for he was one with it, as all things are. Nim's mind was pierced with a flood of images that the Aeon used to communicate. As if in another world, he could hear a feisty scream. His mind began to translate the images into words and emotions, disappointment, anger, hope, and forbearance. Nim's will pushed back in defiance, but he knew he had disappointed them. A mere moment passed, and he collapsed to his knees, giving in to the excruciating pain they inflicted. Nim was shown flashes of many planes of existence, descended in chaos, and it became clear. The events of the past few days had not brought the balance the Monad had sought, as he had hoped. But he had not failed yet. There was still hope, and his bargain was unfulfilled. More images. The Aeon would not entrust him with more power as he sought, but would give him that which he required. He heard Feisty scream again as the Aeon reached out and touched her. He was frozen in anguish and silent scream as he watched her back split open, blood soaking the parchments on the table. Growths began to push forth from the lacerations, stretching and spreading into iridescent wings. He could hear the delicate bones fracture as Feisty's muzzle and body contorted and constricted. Her screams were silent now. The Aeon was gone. Nim reached for the bloody mess that had been Feisty. It stirred, and a tiny feminine figure rose from the dregs. Her stare of consternation never left him as she wiped the muck from the short gray silken hair of her body and insectile wings. "You are a terrible wizard. Now go, fetch me some clothes. There is much to be done."
Dorian kicks him.
Yes, Dorian has run down the hallway of the door. There's a tiny, naked,
furry.
Furry. What is it
exactly? Tiny, yeah, she's about a foot tall. About the same size as Feisty.
Yeah, what is she?
She is a Lyrican.
What is that?
Which is, she is kind of a, and I kind of modified her a little bit, so she still had Feisty's kind of silver fur, grayish silver fur, but she has butterfly-like wings and basically other, looks like a little tiny humanoid. She looks like a fairy, but she's not. She's a celestial being called a Lyrican.
I thought she became a stretch bat.
That would be awesome. We need an illustration of that. If anyone has any skills at drawing, draw she a has, stretch bat.
She has some good things that Nim needed, such as a charisma score of 20 and arcane abilities, and she can fly 80 feet and deliver touch spells and do a few other cool little things.
And this was your feat, your improved familiar feat.
Yes, this was my feat. I took improved familiar, which was able to take a new and more powerful familiar that I think will be able to be a little more effective. She's got some other things to keep her healthy. It is still feisty, yes. This is basically the Aeon. She's a servant of the Aeons, as Nim is, and she is... Almost, he empowered her instead of Nim just before his just disappointing display over the last few weeks, and things have not gone as the Monad had planned. And so she is going to be kind of his ambassador, and also almost like a, I don't know, I kind of imagine her like a Mary Poppins figure to him, of just kind of keeping, you know, steering him in the right direction and helping him make decisions, because he seems reluctant a lot of times. So.
She probably still likes Sonder better.
Probably
would.
Yeah. Makes me think of Fidman plays Genshin Impact, little Paimon, I think her name is.
Anyway. Nope, I was going to ask, like in Black Clover, the wind spirit that's with, you know, the little fairy that's with him, but yours is a creature thing.
Celestial.
Yeah, I mean, this is Celestial. I mean, you just think, I mean, basically the pictures I found of Lyrikins, I mean, it looks like, you know, basically Tinkerbell with colorful wings. And, but like I say, she's not a fae. She's just, she's a Celestial, so.
Then Dorian busts open the door with his knife brandished, looks around and says, is this little frankly adorable creature attacking you, Nim?
No, Dorian, but I'm glad you came. It seems we're in the need of some tailoring.
Oh. You know, I have to say, I'm glad I didn't murder you like I had originally planned. I put my sword away and go for my tailoring kit.
I don't
and thus
think
a
I
night
like...
of clothes making begins.
Fashion.
Oh, wait,
fashion
so
finder.
Did Dorian just get liar-liared?
I think he did.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think I like it.
Yeah, I think it's great.
As a wizard, I like
you
my
have
illusions.
Those jugs. I've had better.
Anything to distract from your face.
It is, I'm sure introductions go around. And if it feels like I'm rushing a little bit, it's because we've had several games and we haven't had a combat. And I want to get to that aspect of what, I don't know, 80% of the first Pathfinder book is about. And the only way to do that is to get you on land. So, introductions, more information dumps. A full night and most of a day of traveling before you see land. And when I say land, you see a massive amount of strange foreign forest. The beach is short and almost immediately cut off by tall, immensely tall alien trees and shrubbery. And even from here, you can see that it's a slow incline all the way to the center of this mast, where you can see a large mountain. That mountain is so large, in fact, that it goes through the cloud cover to where you can't see the tops of it. And Dorian, you know that the dragon you seek is at the top of that mountain, and there's nothing to it but to land and begin the walk.
On the plus side, at least we can forage for something, though can't vouch for its safety to eat here.
No, it requires some checks, some things of that nature. Your trip thus far has been without combat or without hostile creatures, but the Caractacus has told you that while you would have safe passage on the seas with his blessing, his essence inside of you, that as soon as you step foot on that land, there's no telling what fae are out there and who would want to help you on your journey or hinder you on your journey. For the fae are as chaotic as anything else when it comes to their natures.
Capricious, even.
Yeah. So you land. It's late afternoon. You're on the beach. You can see that just a short distance into this jungle is a small waterfall. It's kind of loud. The water's crystal blue with shimmers of green. The Karatnikus voice in your head, Dorian, says that the water here, at least, is safe to drink.
It might be wise to fill up any canteens you need. This would be a good place for the boat to also stock up on fresh water before your journey back, because you do know that you'll have to go back to where you came, and more than likely you'll need to do whatever ritual it is this dragon tells you in the location where you showed up on this world.
Ah, damn it. So I marked that on the map, huh?
Yeah.
He knows.
The cartographer was up on deck, I'm sure, taking notes.
Question, though.
Yeah, Dan has a little reservation about leaving people behind on the boat while we go ashore again.
Aren't noticing Toker counting numbers, but...
Mm-hmm.
I thought that we were coming to this dragon to get help for Winsome.
Both Winsome, and because this dragon is birthed by Lamansa, it might know a way to get you to reverse the ritual that brought you here.
Gotcha. Okay, it's a twofer.
Wasn't yeah. really a ritual so much as a
spell or
tragic accident.
Yeah. Accident.
No, you're right. You're definitely right. That was completely.
I think it's wearing off.
An intentional accident.
By this time, Dorian has told you basically everything he knows. Like he, at some point in his early life, he was kidnapped by the Ministry, brainwashed, and made into an assassin for them. He
so says, you're basically a Manchurian candidate?
No. I knew everything I was doing.
He's a born identity.
Yeah, closer to that.
Oh, okay.
He's a black widow.
Something, yeah. All those cheesy spy tropes. That is what Dorian is. But he says, and honestly, I don't know how anyone's going to forgive me, to be honest with you. But if you could please refrain from killing me until we get everything we need done and escape.
No, I don't know how we can trust him.
Oh, you can't. I wouldn't trust me either at this point.
You guys are having this conversation on the beach. Give me perception checks.
I have to sound like a madman. I sound like one to myself. Perception.
Thunder can't roll perception to save her life. It's a 13.
I'm a little distracted, apparently. 15.
It is 20. Or 22 to avoid being surprised by a foe.
Oh, okay.
By a foe.
26, 28 if it's based on sight.
Nat 1 for a total of 7. Okay. Suck that, Kevin.
Kage's looking the wrong way. Everyone else is honing in to the east. Akage's looking west.
I thought we re-killed him.
Yeah, Akage's dead.
All right, I'm sorry, Amon.
Oh, God.
Or no, Tut.
So far tonight, we've bought up Cullen and Akage. They have both been dead for a while. But, you know, probably better characters than we have now. Let's,
Not Akage.
No, I mean, I've never played a game where the same character died that many times.
Good riddance.
Ouch.
He was not a good character.
Those of you who got a 20 or so can see that around the waterfall, the top of the waterfall, there's these strange, tiny, tropical looking birds fluttering around. And there seems to be something shiny and glistening at the base of this waterfall. It could be gold or rubies or some kind of crystals or trinkets. You can't tell, but it's definitely something that has caught your eye and attention.
It's caught my eye, but it seems way too easy and obvious.
Does it?
Obviously, some sort of trap.
We're at the waterfall, right? Or are we just at the stream?
You're at the beach where the stream exits into the ocean.
And we're going there, right, to get water, right?
Yeah.
How deep is it?
The creek? Stream, yeah. I mean? Just a few feet. You could stand in it and it'll only be up to your waist.
There is something...
Stay on land and just walk beside it towards the waterfall, right?
Yeah. I'll get closer as I say, there is something shimmering down there.
Okay.
Oops. I see it. And the problem is that I see it It seems way too easy.
You're what is it that's so easy? Annoyed.
Raspad, metagamer.
We know there's a combat coming. He said so.
He said so.
If you point it out, Dorian, get his attention.
Yeah, I say it to everybody. There is something shimmering down there.
Oh.
But I can't tell what it is.
Mahogany, are you recording? I haven't said that in a long time.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Are we going to a map?
Are we? Okay. Yeah, we are.
All right. Well, you get your map up. I got to whiz real quick.
Wait a minute.
Okay, get a piece so bad.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're an adult. Go pee, I guess. But we're so close to the end of this episode.
Okay, but it's, it doesn't like it takes me long.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Oh.
I got a feeling the desktop audio is on the wrong audio.
That's fine. I lost. John, I can't see your faces.
Oh no! Shame.
Oh, what a shame.
That doesn't strike me as a problem.
I'm so pretty. See?
Oh no! Back away slowly, and no one gets hurt.
Damn. Doesn't take long to pee, huh, Terrence?
I'm so fast at this.
How fast did you go? 30. 30 what? Speed.
What happened?
Nothing. We waited.
You took forever.
Just
to
wait on you.
Waited.
I'm here.
Get it was like it. A full 40 seconds. It's crazy.
All right. So, Valdro said that he was going to approach first. Who else would be following Ledros?
Me.
I would be close as well. Whoops.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'll be kind of in the middle.
I'd be thinking around here.
I'll probably come.
That's even closer, Kevin. Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably be like over here. What's happening?
Yeah, no, that's good right there. Beside to the left of Sandra works for me.
Behind the lady.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have put Vladros like basically right across from wherever the shiny bit is because he was wanting to get a better look.
Okay.
Yep, on the edge is fine.
As you step into the water there, Vladros, a creature comes out of the waterfall. She is beautiful, and she is playing. The only thing she's wearing is a harp that she's playing. Give me a will save.
I don't like that at all.
Be gone.
Uh-oh. Because everyone knows how barbarians are so strong-willed.
Well, you're a half-elf, and when you're raging, you get a bonus. But
what's that one more time? How 25.
Oh, on a will save?
25 will... No, that's not right. 23 will save, unless it's versus fear.
No.
Then it's 25 versus enchantments.
It's not an enchant. Oh, wait, it is an enchantment. You are able to resist the feeling of this music, and you all see a strange look pass over this thing's face. To the left and right of it, you see these glistening gold, and she lowers the harp and says, "Welcome, strangers. The water's fine." And she starts to step back into the waterfall.
I don't appreciate having enchantments cast upon me.
I filled up
from the waterfall, you can hear, "Yes, you are strong-willed. I love it."
That didn't sound authentic.
I mean,
she's leaving. Should we just call her?
Well, I'm not.
I don't think I need to even roll my sense motive to know.
Well, I mean, we do need the water.
Does Nim know what she is? Can I roll a knowledge on her?
Yeah.
Ooh,
what would that be?
Knowledge
plane. No, nature's for Fae.
I can do that. What the are you?
You might know more than me on that then, because I have it.
Nature.
I rolled an 18 plus
6.
I got a 28.
Okay.
Plus half. I don't know. Plus my wisdom.
14.
You do not know Vladros.
Okay. Figured.
Nim, you know.
I got a 38. What is she?
Stop lying.
I rolled a 15. I have plus nature is plus 6. Oh, I did my math wrong.
You did.
And then I have an additional plus 3 because I get to add my wisdom modifier to it because of I'm trying to identify a creature.
Mute him.
It's hard to do it when I'm sharing a screen. Nim, you know that this is they are called Fosgrim.
Oh, what?
Fosgrim.
Fosgrim.
Yeah, they are a special type of fae. They have enchanting music. They're normally found in water. You know that they can become invisible while submerged in water. They are amphibious. Like all most fae, they have DR unless you're using cold iron. And then just before you get this last bit of information, the music starts to play again, and I want you to give me a will save.
Everyone or just
Nim? Just him.
Mm. Just the wizard? That's a terrible target.
So I got a 21.
You two are able to resist its enchanting music as it dawns on you when the music starts to play. These things lure people in by enchanting them and then cause them to drown and then rob the bodies. When we come back next week, we'll roll initiative.
So you're saying there's robbed bodies in there?
Yeah. This might be what the treasure floating around in there is.
And we probably can't talk our way out of this.
You might can. It's an intelligent creature.
Is it evil? Would I have known that? Feisty would have. She's got to take evil constant. But.
Is she undead? I would know that.
They are not evil, but they are. They are not undead, but they are evil.
Mm.
Yeah, probably no talking this thing out of drowning us.
I don't like being enchanted upon. That pisses me off, right off.
Does it
fly
nasty. You into a rage, perhaps?
Good question.
I didn't bring my swim gear.
I am swim gear. Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do this at the top of the show because it's kind of sad. No. But we lost Will this week. So I'm using the big mug. He made this big mug for us.
He was going to make me one.
Saturday game group guys a few years ago.
His real friends.
Yeah, he didn't like the rest of y'all. He didn't like most people in general, if we're being honest.
Yeah, this is
he
true.
He was going to make me one.
He was. Yes. He rubbed off on him. It only took a year. But fucking cancer fucking sucks.
It does.
Yes, it does.
And I don't want to make a big hoo-ha about it on here because he wouldn't want a big hoo-ha about it. But Terrence shared something with me that it touched me. And I was hoping he would read it.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, is that the thing to do with it? Is to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, I got to find where I put my message to you.
You tried to explain it to me, like where it comes from, but.
Oh yeah, but it's a poem by Jolly Blackburn, the guy who writes and draws Knights of the Dinner Table, and he publishes it at people's requests for lost friends in the gaming community. And it's called The Empty Chair, Eulogy for a Gamer. And I'll just go ahead and read it. There's an empty chair at the table this day, a hallowed place where a friend once played. The roll of his dice, my ears long to hear, or perhaps it would suffice if he should suddenly appear. With character sheet in hand and a bag of cheese doodles to share, all his friends would stand and he would sit in the empty chair. I hear his voice calling, and it ties my heart in a knot. For he cries, though a comrade has fallen, you must play for those who cannot. We conquered worlds on the run, he and I, in the name of fun. And as others may come and go, I make both friend and foe. But what I long for most is our past, now long a ghost.
Yep. Sad note ender.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Real bummer.
Damn. It's a fucking great poem. It's sad, though.
I had to practice it a bunch of times because I kept tearing up.
Yeah, that's my first time hearing it. That's strong.
Yeah,
I wish Will was more of a drinker because then we could get shit faced in his honor. But that dude didn't drink.
We can still do that. We'll
get some Red's Apple Ales and each drink one because that's what he would do. He would drink one.
We'll
drink one Red Apple. And we'll talk about Dresden and we'll watch some animes and he'll be happy.
Yeah. We miss you, bud. Yeah. We miss you a lot.
All right. So, yeah, we'll pick up there next week with The Hungry Flesh. And thanks for playing, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, William Will.
Yeah. Thanks for
once again joining from the hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
I have seen more of Will's nipple than I ever wanted to.
I was trying not to mention it. So. No,
I don't have tact or couth. I'm going to mention nipples when I see them.
Cover it now, Will.
Now we're all turned on.
That's a fully.
All right. Okay.
The other one.